A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and go ahead on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with the chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is this prophet? Who is this? About whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began with this scripture passage. He proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Bless our God, you peoples, loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls. He has not let our feet slip. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I approached in him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, for the life of the world." The gospel of the Lord. And so we begin with the gospel of John here in the sixth chapter. And this is part of where Jesus explicitly says he's God, and he also gives us the Eucharist. But he begins with, "I am the bread of life." Now, again, in the gospel of John, it's, "I am the vine. I am the good shepherd." The word "I am" is Yahweh. It's making himself God, very explicitly. I remember my grandmother said to me once, "Well, Jesus never said he was God." You've never read the Gospel of St. John. Again and again and again and again, Jesus explicitly saying that he is God. "I am God. I am the bread of life." And so he says that the same reality that we receive this morning is Jesus in the Eucharist. "He who receives me will live forever." What a great gift. But then we go to the first reading. And here's Philip, and it says, first of all, the angel, and then second, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and he did whatever the Spirit said. So for each of us, the Acts of the Apostles are very much about how a Christian is to live his or her life. So here's Philip, and because of his prayer, he could hear God speak to him in the midst of everything. He didn't have to wait and say, oh, let me stop and let me go in my prayer style and, oh, okay, speak to me, God. He was doing what he was doing, and the Spirit of God said, go catch up with that guy. And he did, and he brought him to Christ. Do we listen to God so intimately that throughout our day we hear him and then we do as he says? He will not speak unless we're willing to do. So today, let's have a heart that's open, listens to God. So when he tells us to do something, we'll do what he wants today instead of what we want today. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.